Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, first of all, I mentioned that if you listened yesterday, I said that we were going to be talking about the zip line that's going to be at the city park tomorrow for Operation T-Bone. That's put on by the Iowa Army National Guard. And I kind of wanted to know how that went, but our person we were going to visit with wasn't available today. So you will just have to go, I guess, and find out. It starts tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Audubon. So instead, the other day I ran across some, I thought, interesting information about exercise. Now, it's not news to anyone that we should all be getting some kind of exercise daily, really. But we may think that exercise can just kind of do everything for us. Well, sorry, that's probably not true. Although it does wonderful things for us. And that doesn't necessarily mean going to the gym. I mean, if you just go out and walk, if you do a lot of dancing, even the lawn mowing, you know, there are a lot of things that give us exercise. But if you think exercise burns lots of calories, wrong. It helps. But don't depend on it to do all of the work you want to do in terms of if you're trying to lose weight. It's very important, but walking or running a mile burns 100 calories. And it doesn't take much eating to take in 100 calories. Sitting still for the same time burns 50 to 60 calories. It doesn't seem quite fair, does it? You only double the number of calories by actually getting up and walking and running. So, again, doing exercise certainly helps you burn some calories, helps your body in a lot of ways. But another misconception is you keep burning calories considerably for a long time after you stop exercising. But calorie expenditure is elevated for the first minute or two, but by 5 or 6 minutes, the extra expenditure is pretty small. And by 40 minutes post-exercise, it's back to where you started. So that doesn't mean that we, as we're trying to lose weight, dieters shouldn't give up on exercise. The more you exercise, the more fit you'll get. And there's nothing in this information I have about metabolism, so that's a whole other kind of topic. But you'll burn more calories because you can walk briskly or run for 5 miles instead of one. So instead of burning 100 calories, you burn 500. So, you know, it does help, but it does mean that you have to work at it. Well, these are some other myths, some other misinformation that's out there. That, for instance, strength training will make women too muscular. Nope. The first of the exercise myths is about strength training. And many women are afraid that, you know, they'll just get those big muscles. But no, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging, some women think that strength training is only for men. In fact, strength training has enormous benefits for women. In one of Nelson's studies, postmenopausal women who were sedentary were randomly assigned to do strength training exercises just twice a week. After a year, the strength trainers had greater bone density, muscle mass, muscle length, and balance than the sedentary women. All of those very important. Okay, another myth or misconception. Light weights on your arms or legs can boost your exercise benefit. So some people believe that so they strap on Velcro fastened weights around their ankles or carry weights when they run or walk. But according to an exercise physiologist at the University of Maryland, that just slows you down so you get less benefit from the aerobic exercise and it doesn't add enough weight to give you the benefits of strength training. So to build muscle, to get that strength, you have to use weights that you can lift no more than 8 to 12 times in a row. If you get to the 12th repetition and you could go a lot further, then you need to add more weight or resistance and still stick to that 8 to 12 repetitions. Okay, another misconception is, and we'd really like this to be true, but it's not. With the right exercise, you can get rid of trouble spots. Hey, wouldn't we like to pick out the spots in our body that we want to change? A lot of that depends on our genes. We don't have a whole lot to say about that. But exercise in total is going to make us look better. Abdominal and hip exercises can strengthen and tone the muscles, But those muscles underneath the layer of fat that gives the appearance of flab, no, only losing weight can get rid of excess fat. And where you lose the weight depends on your genes. So, sorry about that, but keep on exercising because it's going to help all over. Okay, another misconception. If you don't lose weight, there's no point in exercising. Well, wrong, because, again, exercise does so much to us. Some of us stop exercising if we don't see immediate weight loss, and that's not the thing to do. In fact, exercise has a laundry list of benefits beyond any impact on your next shopping trip in terms of finding a smaller size. Among them, it improves the ability of insulin to enter cells, so it lowers the risk of diabetes. It also lowers the risk of heart disease by improving blood clotting mechanisms, lowering triglycerides, and raising the good HDL cholesterol. Exercise alters not only your risk for disease, but your quality of life. In our studies, and this was at the Stanford University Medical School, exercise improves sleep in people with modest sleep dysfunction. And the physiological benefits of exercise are, I'm sorry, it's supposed to be the psychological benefits of exercise are frequently overlooked. Exercise won't cure it all, but it has consistently been shown to relieve both depression and anxiety. So if you're not feeling like the world's treating you really well, maybe the thing to do is do some exercise. Go out for a walk. Do anything to get moving. Another misconception is that weight gain is inevitable as you age. We'd like to think that, wouldn't we? And it because mostly because it happens. Most Americans get fatter as they get older, but they don't have to. And this comes from the Harvard Medical School. It's a matter of reduced physical activity levels and lower metabolic rate that causes us to lose lean body mass or muscle. The lifelong loss of lean body mass reduces our basal metabolic rate as we age. It's a very subtle change that begins between, you know, not 50, 60. It begins between 20 and 30. The percentage of body fat gradually increases, and it produces an ever-decreasing calorie requirement. That's kind of the discouraging part, isn't it? And all of that's because fat cells burn fewer calories than muscle cells. And lower metabolic rate means that unless you eat less, you'll gain weight over the decades. So we just have to keep active, try to increase that muscle mass rather than the fat cells. So another myth is you can't be fit and fat. The notion that all fat people are sedentary and unfit and at a high risk of disease is not true. And this is according to the Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas. Overweight and obese individuals who are fit do not have elevated mortality rates, and we need to get off those people's backs. Have you seen a couple of those TV programs that are people who are overweight for sure, even obese, who are doing ballet, who are doing other kinds of dance, and they do it hours a day? They are fit, but they still haven't lost a lot of weight. So again, back to the genes. Another myth is no pain, no gain. Many people believe that if you have to work at a very high intensity in order to get a benefit. Again, that's from the Cooper Clinic in Texas. In fact, moderate intensity exercise lowers the risk of dying just as much as high intensity exercise. The trick is making sure that the exercise is at least moderate intensity, that is, equivalent to walking at a pace of 3 to 4 miles an hour. And that's not real fast. Another myth is if you can't exercise regularly, why bother? You know, our days vary, and so you think, oh, well, you know, I missed yesterday. Why bother? But it takes 10 to 12 weeks of regular exercise to become fit, that is, to improve your performance on a treadmill. But your health can improve after that first brisk walk or run. For example, a 50-year-old man who is somewhat overweight and typically has moderately elevated blood sugar, triglycerides or blood sugar, a single bout of exercise of moderate intensity, like 30 to 40 minutes of brisk walking, will lower those numbers. So just keep on keeping on. And finally, if you didn't exercise when you were younger, it could be dangerous to start when you're older. Not so. And there's lots of research that shows that people can start, of course, moderately. And in one study, people started exercising between the ages of 72 and 98. And after just 10 weeks, strength training improved their muscle strength, ability to climb stairs, and walking speed. So it's never too late to add exercise to your daily routine. Good news at the end there. Until next time, here's a thought. You have the ability to empower people by giving encouragement.